plate a potential nugget.
One of the thoughts here, Stephen, is that, intuitively, I understand the huge opportunity for us to move from a command and control paradigm to a trust and inspire paradigm. When I think about running businesses at scale, when you look at it from an artisanal perspective, if you have one or two people with you, clearly, it's easy to sort of move to that paradigm and unlock potential. When you're running a 1,000, 10,000 person outfit, million people outfit, how does one sort of run trust and inspire leadership at scale? What are some of the things leaders need to bear in mind?
Yes. I think actually it's beautifully scalable. You might say, well, command and control is more efficient, but you're not going to bring out the potential and the greatness in people because there'd just be too much left there. Mm-hmm. Here's how Trust and Inspire can work. You're still working with people, but you're building the agreement together. And yes, it takes a little bit more time up front. But once you build that agreement, then you move fast and allows you to scale. I acknowledge there's more investment initially to build the agreement, to build the relationship. But then once you have it, you move fast. So that's why I like to say with people, fast is slow and slow is fast. So if I just kind of be efficient with people, I say I'm fast, but they're not committed. They're not bought in. We don't have the same vision. We don't have the same agreement around expectations and accountability. And I have to hover over and micromanage, but I was efficient. But in the long run, I'm going to be spending a lot of time fixing things and checking on things and doing things. And, it might be later, but it's going to happen at some point. Whereas if I go slower up front, build the relationship, build the agreement. Yes, it's maybe initially not as efficient, but I build the agreement around the trust I'm extending to them, expectations and accountability. Once we have that, once you build that, you move exceptionally fast. You have the speed of trust operating, and nothing is as fast as the speed of trust, and nothing is as profitable as the economics of trust, and nothing is as efficient as a culture of trust, because you're in a different place in kind. But there is an investment to get there. So I will concede and acknowledge that at scale, there is an investment that's disproportionate up front. But it is worth it because the very thing that you will gain is the speed and the efficiency that will come from it if you are willing to pay the price. Build the agreement together. There's buy-in. There's commitment. They'll be more innovative. They'll be more creative, and they'll get the job done, and you'll grow the person. And therefore, your ability to get the job done in the future has gone up because people have greater capabilities. They're grown. Whereas with command and control, they often don't grow. They might perform, but you're directing them. You're telling them what to do. So you're responsible for results, not them. If you tell them the methods, but if you give people the objectives and say how you do it, it's up to you, but let's build the agreement. Here's the results we after. Here's the guidelines we have to work within. Here's the resources you have. Now let's agree to a process of accountability. Here's how you'll evaluate yourself against those objectives and desired results. And here's why it matters. Here's the consequences of that, good and bad. You build that agreement together. There's commitment to it. And the data shows you'll perform better and you'll grow the person. And therefore, your ability to perform in the future has just gone up. Talk about efficiency. That's the ultimate.
Thank you for listening.